You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Have you ever thought the world is like, there's no hope for it? You know, I was reading the news headlines, just the news, not even like military news or anything like that. And I'm reading it going, you got to be kidding me, man. So what I'll do is I'll go to like some sort of amalgamated page. Yeah, amalgamated. Look it up. And I'll kind of, you know, browse through headlines. So in this case, the Drudge Report, okay? And, okay, so you have protesters toppling a Confederate statue at the University of North Carolina. South Africa begins seizing white-owned farms. Melania Trump is going on a tour of South Africa by herself. The United States deported a former Nazi death camp guard at the age of 94 and 95. Aaron Hernandez's fiance addresses the star's sexual orientation in a book that he was likely gay. Prisoners nationwide go on strike to protest modern-day slavery. Yeah. Look, you can't make this shit up, right? Prison inmates nationwide plan to put pressure on the country's penal system by going on a two-week strike beginning Tuesday. The strike is timed to begin on the anniversary of the killing of jailed African-American activist and inmate George Jackson. He was killed by a guard in 1971. Okay, if you add 50 to 71, what do you get? You get 2001 and another 2021. So almost, 47 years ago? He was killed by a guard in 1971 after taking guards and two inmates hostage in a bid to escape from San Quentin. Oh, so he wasn't just like sitting in the general yard getting some sun, and they came up and killed him? The final day of the strike, September 9th, also carries symbolism. That's the day in 1971 that Attica prison riots in New York began, eventually leaving over 40 people dead when police stormed in to retake the facility. Prisoners leading the protest say the strike is aimed at ending what they call modern-day slavery. Inmates complain they are paid pennies on the dollar per hour of labor. The event is spearheaded by Jailhouse Lawyers Speak, a network of imprisoned prisoner rights activists based out of Lee Correctional Facility in South Carolina and supported by the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee, which is also a prisoner-led group. Inmates plan to abstain from reporting to their assigned jobs, halt commissary spending, hold peaceful sit-ins and protest, and refuse to eat during the strike. Like, what are you striking for? You want to get paid more while you're in prison. Okay. Maybe you don't understand the whole concept of incarceration. Okay, so that's in the news. Do you remember the kid from Florida? His last name's Hogg. Made famous by, what's her name, Laura Ingraham, being stupid live on television. That kid named Hogg, he's fed up with elderly Democrats. Won't move. Uses the F word. Off. Let's take control. The woman who in the city of New York, what is she, Brooklyn? Not exactly. Ocasio-Cortez? Yeah. The media is after her. The media is after her. Why, you might ask, Mac? Because she excluded them from an event, saying that people need sanctuary space from the media. What? How can you have a public event and it not be open to the media? Interesting. The president's former fixer is in more trouble. This dude's a mess, man. Michael Cohen? President Trump's former personal lawyer. I don't know that this guy was ever a lawyer. I mean, they did, like, legal stuff. He did, like, dirty stuff. Could be charged before the end of the month with bank fraud in his dealings with the taxi industry. The taxi industry? And with committing other financial crimes, two people familiar with the federal probe said on Monday. Is this how these leaks work? That, you know, do you think somebody gets told, hey, we need this leak to the media for whatever reason? The people confirmed the reports that federal prosecutors in Manhattan were considering charging Cohen after months of speculation, over a case that has been a distraction for the White House with the midterm elections approaching. The people who weren't authorized to discuss the case, the estimates at $20 million in loans. Yeah. That's the president's dude, okay? All right. Then you have the whole Russia collusion investigation, okay? The Russia collusion investigation. All right. Yeah, what did Rudy Giuliani say over the weekend? Like, the truth isn't really the truth. Okay, like, I know Rudy Giuliani's getting older, but good God. Right? Then you have the president saying this little gem, even if I'm telling the truth, it makes me a liar. So you have that shit show going on. All right. You have this one. Suicide rates in rural America soaring. What? Their dad killed himself. on the farm where he was born. They hope his story will save others. Big Sandy, Montana. Her father worked the harvest every year from the age of 11. Was the strongest man she ever knew. When she was in high school, he once caught his foot in an auger, a long tube of a machine that pulls cut grain from a combine. He managed to yank himself free and drive his truck home without passing out. The auger... yeah, normally that will chop you to pieces. Dick Tyler then hobbled into the house with his bloody cowboy boot and mangled toe. It was reasonable and rational and absolutely necessary that he stop and come into the house and say, "I'm hurt. I need help," said his daughter, Darla Tyler McSherry. But 2 years ago, at age 82, in a series of mounting health issues forced him to step away from the work he loved. He didn't have the same kind of language or strength to ask for help. We're so good about talking about physical pain, Darla said through the tears, but we're so bad at talking about any kind of psychological pain. I think we're talking about All Marine Radio shit right here. Darla is a director of student health service at Montana State University. She is trained to spot depression and suicide ideations in students, but in her own father, she couldn't see what was coming. He took his own life on the very farm where he was born and raised. Afterwards, his daughter struggled with guilt. She's now determined to take her family's anguish and use it for good by advocating on behalf of other farmers who may be in crisis. Her motivation is to honor his memory, and because she knows that her family isn't alone. The suicide rate in rural America is 45% greater than in larger urban areas, according to a study released last fall by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In a more recent CDC report, Montana's suicide rate leads the nation, coming in nearly at twice the national average. A third long-touted CDC study, currently under review, listed farming in the occupational group, along with fishing and forestry, with the highest rates of suicide death. Pretty amazing. And I'm looking at a graph here. Figure one, suicide rates among persons aged 10 years or more by county urbanization level. So we have non-metropolitan, medium, small, and then the nation as a whole, and then large metropolitan. And that's how they break down. Non-metropolitan has gone from 15 in 2000 to about 20.5, about 21. Every category increased. All right. What's this? Medium to small town America from 13 to 17. The United States as a whole from 12.5 to 15, approximately, and large metropolitan areas from 11 to 12. How about that? And then it goes to a whole series of other statistics, stats. Suicide mortality, highest rates of suicide. Interestingly enough, it's like it shares geography. Now, I'm going to make a little bit of a statement here, and a lot of these states have large Native American populations in them. Suicide rates among Native Americans are huge. All right, so... and here's the list of states: Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Idaho, Nevada. And then right behind them is North Dakota, Oregon, Arizona, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, West Virginia. The least amount of suicide? New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and California, along with Illinois. Now, it's interesting because those are obviously major population areas. So, interesting. And then there's one more, suicide rates by occupational group. I'll have to dig into that because there's no graph that goes with that. And it's easier to do radio if there's a graph you can look at. So, yeah, so that story, all right, here's another one. Rich moving to the coast, poor going inland. That's been going on forever, man. Not going to lie to you. That's nothing new. Miami Herald endorses candidate who claims aliens took her aboard a spaceship. There's another one. Politico takes heat for blaming Roy Cohn's AIDS death on his decadent homosexual lifestyle. Can you do that anymore? So what would be a more appropriate way of saying decadent homosexual lifestyle? Promiscuous? By Roy Cohn's promiscuity. Decadent, that's where judging him, right? So if we just say he's promiscuous, and do we need to say homosexual? I mean, what does that matter? Yeah, that's kind of a 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s term, decadent homosexual lifestyle. I don't think we say that anymore. You could probably get away with promiscuous in today's. So that's a headline. China is using artificial intelligence for web surveillance. Algorithms flag behavior. Now, this is kind of an interesting story on the road to hell. That's what I'll call a segment. On the road to hell. All the shit that you read, like, in the media on a daily basis, and after you look at it in toto, you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, what? Again, this is the world I live in? No, it's not. It's not the world I live in. This is like some kind of like out-of-body experience. Okay? So anyway, all these great liberal companies are assisting China, and China will create a police state like, you know, I joke about George Orwell and Google being so far up my ass, Orwell going, I never even conceived of this kind of crap, man. This is straight up crazy. Right? So these liberal companies, in their zeal and their greed to get all that Chinese money, right, and push their products and services into China, are going to assist China in watching its population like no government has ever been able to watch their population again, right? So all of a sudden, you're on your computer or your cell phone, right? All of a sudden, you hear the, hello? Uh-oh, somebody's at the front door there. I'll get it. Hello? Yes. Mr. McNamara, come with us. We've been watching your online behavior. You're now an enemy of the state. Time to go to prison. Tell your family to pack their shit. They're leaving too. Where are they going? I didn't do anything. Oh, yeah, they're going to a small village on the Mongolian border. They'll never see Beijing again. Should not have clicked on that back that big booty up website. Yeah, we're watching. Yeah, so you're going to have like the incredible capabilities of artificial intelligence watching a population, thanks to Big Brother and the enablers of Big Brother that are companies like Google. Well done, boys and girls. Well done. Hillary Clinton had a dinner. Hillary Headline, Hillary Clinton steps back into the fray to fundraise for Democrats this fall. Okay. Got it. Not really fired up about that, but okay. Here's another one. Russia's new walking army robot, unveiled by Kalashnikov, is 4.5-ton bulletproof soldier suit with claws. Yep, not going to lie to you. Russia has unveiled a terrifying 4.5-ton bulletproof robot that can walk and hold weapons in its giant claws. It looks straight out of a sci-fi film, like Avatar or RoboCop. Yeah. It's not as sleek as Iron Man. Okay? So, some doofus's invention, and the Russians are going to terrify the world. Putin's going to show up in it. He'll have his picture taken with his shirt off getting in there. Mm-hmm. China spy ship monitored U.S. missile defense. Okay, this has been going on for decades, just so everybody knows. No need to be alarmed. We do the same thing when they do tests, so don't get excited about that. Email. Max, suicide rates in the Midwest. It's pretty sobering. You know what? Let me tell you what some of these guys have faced. I don't know the particulars of that guy's story, but you can imagine owning a family farm, been in your family for decades, and because of crop prices or whatever, or your own betting on one crop and it doesn't come out, and now all of a sudden you're upside down, and then you have a couple years of drought, and the crop isn't as good, and now you're 4 or 5 or 6 years upside down, you're facing a mountain of debt, now you're looking at other ways, other things to do with the land, to include leasing it to other people, using that income to pay off your debt, and then you go get a job, blah, 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 as you fail, right? As your father, or your grandfather, your great-grandfather all worked this land, and you failed, and it's going to leave your family. And then, you know, whatever else. You have marital issues. And I'll tell you what, I think anybody who's gone through financial issues will tell you. I mean, I would tell you, I'd rather be shot at any day of the week than go through that shit. Staring at the ceiling, wondering how you're going to do it, and not knowing. It's one thing if you, like, look, I know we can get there, you know, it's going to take us down this path. When you have that, you know, if you've ever been like, I'm going down that path and I'm still not going to get there, like, holy shit, right? Holy shit. So, I, it's not a joke. I'd rather be shot at any day of the week. If you get killed, your family doesn't suffer. Well, I mean, they get $500,000, right? Life will go on, right? When you lose everything you own, right? That's everything. Another story. So, in my opinion, as those farms fail, and as you have mental health issues, that trend is not a new trend. That's been going on for a long time. Another story. Man sues Google over location history fiasco. Case could affect millions. This is kind of interesting because this is a little bombshell Google dropped on everybody last week. Google is facing new scrutiny in the wake of revelations that it stores users' location data even when location history is turned off. Last Friday, Google quietly edited its description of the practice on its own website, while continuing said practice to clarify that some location data may be saved as part of your activity on other services like search and maps. As a result of the previously unknown practice, which was first exposed by the Associated Press last week, Google has now been sued by a man in San Diego, Simultaneously, activists in Washington, D.C. are urging the Federal Trade Commission to examine whether the company is in breach of a 2011 consent decree with the agency. In the lawsuit, which was filed in federal court last Friday in San Francisco, attorneys representing a man named Napoleon Padaskill argued that Google is violating the California Invasion of Privacy Act and the state's constitutional right to privacy. The lawsuit seeks class action status, and it would include both the Android class and the iPhone class for the potential millions of people in the United States with such phones who turned off their location history and nonetheless had it recorded by Google. You know, and I have to tell you, this stuff's only going to get worse. Yeah. And then somebody's, I'm sure, sitting there thinking, well, what else can they know? They know everything I look at. They know everything I do. If I have my, if I have devices in my home hooked up to the internet, they know when my, they know when I'm changing the temperature in my home. Yikes. They know everything. Right? Take your Fitbit off when you're having sex, okay? Or else you're going to know that, too. Yeah. Another story. This is kind of an interesting story. I'm just doing current events here. Because I was so dismayed by the news. I figured I'd share my dismay with you. The stock market is on pace to set a record. All right. The bull market that the nation is currently experiencing turns 3,453 days old on Wednesday, which would make it the longest on record by most any definition. How about that? That's always good. And you know what? I think it, I mean, this is just my opinion. But if the president's successful in negotiating bilateral trade agreements, and what was the other part of that? Oh, and he continues his deregulation bit, then I think you're going to see capitalism, like, wow people a little bit. Like, wow, that capitalism thing, that thing works, doesn't it? When government gets out of the way? Yeah. Yeah, the whole capital thing, the whole ingenuity, making your own way, that kind of works if you can get out of the way. This just in. Flash story. Facebook is rating the trustworthiness of its users on a scale of 0 to 1. Facebook has begun to assign its users a reputation score, predicting their trustworthiness on a scale of 0 to 1. The previously unreported rating system, which Facebook has developed over the last year, shows that the fight against the gaming of tech systems has evolved to include measuring the credibility of users to help identify malicious actors. There's a story Microsoft reported to the federal government. Saudi Arabia may execute its first women. Iran just unveiled a domestic fighter jet. Okay, everybody put your hand up if you're worried about Iran developing a fighter jet. Oh, there's no hands in the air. That's right. Don't worry about it. Okay. Chronic sleeplessness plagues industrialized countries. It plagues me, but I don't think it's because of, for the same reason. The Pope's going to meet sex abuse victims. That's long overdue. Elon Musk deleted his Instagram account. Elon Musk is going through a meltdown in public that's not going to end well. That's my instinct, right? I'm not clairvoyant, but Mac the Predictor, I do sometimes dabble in the future, okay? And I am predicting the whole Tesla thing. Some adult better grab that thing by the reins because Elon Musk is, like, losing his mind. Okay, and I know he's been great at bilking governments out of, like, all kinds of money and all the rest of that stuff into. Okay? So, yeah, film 11. Stay tuned to that one. All right? This, entirely predictable. China Museum rewrites history to boost President Xi. This is on the Wall Street Journal. Oh, we didn't see this coming. It's called whitewashing and revising your history, which happened last night in the United States in North Carolina, where they pulled down a Confederate statue. Now, there's better ways to do that, but it would involve being an adult, right? So you, instead of just leaving the statue there, you build out from the statue, right? If this is at the University of North Carolina, you tell the greater story. This statue was put up by this group in 1870 to commemorate the losses and whatever of Confederate soldiers who formed 60% of the student body at that time. The occupying North allowed it as the nation healed itself from the bloodiest military event in American history. Then next to it you have the, in the state of North Carolina, from the year 17 whatever whatever to 1897, or 1865, X number of people were bought and sold. The closest market from here is on the corner of Elm and Sycamore Street downtown, where an estimated 40,000 black people, men, women, and children, were sold into slavery. Right? And so you build it out. You tell the story. You don't do what China does, which is whitewash your history. This is a story out of China from the Wall Street Journal. When a museum paying tribute to China's economic reforms opened here in December, visitors were welcomed by a panoramic sculpture depicting a local visit by Deng Xiaoping, hailed in Communist Party history for launching the country's rise to prosperity. Then in early June, the museum was closed for what was called upgrading. When it reopened in August, the sculpture was gone, replaced by a video screen showing local development and a beige wall adorned with a quote from President Xi Jinping. Congratulations. You just rewrote your history. Nice. Nice. And we're showing that in the absence of adults that show up and get involved, that America is completely capable of doing the same kind of stupid shit. Measles are at a record high in Europe. That's right. And just so you know, Yellowstone's greatest threat isn't a supervolcano. It's a magnitude 7 earthquake. That's right. That's right. You know what? I have to tell you this. The dude that runs Facebook, Howdy Doody, every time I see that guy, it's like, that dude, like, does not look like anybody I would take very seriously. Now, obviously, that would be a mistake, but Howdy Doody. But, okay, so I just wanted to, like, That was a smattering of the news today. And again, is that the world you live in? It's not the world I live in. And I look at it now that I'm wiser, and I look and I say, you know, thank God that I'm wise. Because if I wasn't wise, I would look at this garbage, and I would say, wow, we're really in trouble. But what I know is what I see in the community I live in and the places I've lived in, and I see the way people are, and this is just designed to get me to go look at it and read about it. So I guess it's successful. But it's certainly not to be confused with reality. Oh, Mac. Yeah, sorry. I'm not buying it. All right. But that is the confusing, jumbled world that we live in. That's what comes to it. That's why I say it's better just don't even look at it. Go about your daily life. And to the greater extent that you can insulate yourself from this electronic garbage, I would tell you the higher quality your life will be. All right, let me tell you what we're going to do today. We'll check military headlines next. They're not nearly as drastic and crazy as the rest of the world. And then you're going to hear from a young woman who's going to join us today. She's a former member of Army ROTC in high school, where she rose to the rank of Master Sergeant, was on the shooting team, and she's a singer. Okay. She's now in Nashville singing. She's going on a, she's trying to go on a USO tour. She is the niece of F-18 man. Also in her life, her father committed suicide when she was, I want to say, a junior in high school. And so you're going to hear from her. Interesting girl, interesting story. And what's cool about it is that I've talked about how we as veterans can be proponents for exporting our experience with trauma. And since we're wiser, now that I'm using that word, since we're wiser for the wear, turning that into a positive, right? Along the lines of post-traumatic growth. We can help. What's cool is in the interview, you'll hear her using things, words like learning to coexist with my trauma. So you're like, oh, she's heard. Yeah. Pretty cool. So anyway, so you'll hear Peyton Davis. And you'll hear some of her music too. You'll find out where to get it. But so you'll hear her today, and then the Gunner's got a doctor's appointment, so his participation today might be dicey. So good morning to you. Thanks for making All Marine Radio. And this dismal world we live in. Yeah, this dismal world that we live in. Thanks for making that part of your day. And so don't touch that dial. We will keep you company and hopefully entertain you for most of the morning. I think it normally is moderately entertaining. So don't touch that dial. United States Marine Corps Band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. is dedicated. Whoa. This is dedicated. What just happened? I don't know. This is dedicated. To the thought that there is a better world out there. There are good people out there, and they tend to be doing good things most of the time. So don't lose sight of that. So as we get overcome by the tsunami of shit on a daily basis, don't forget that. That all you have to do is get in your car, go to your grocery store, and you see all kinds of good people there, see all kinds of people working hard at the checkout stand, right? You see all kinds of good people in your communities. This is dedicated to all of that.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine? Were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, we'll check the weather in Marineland. We'll take a break. We'll check news headlines. You'll meet Peyton Davis here a little bit on a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio. Currently, Quantico clouds of 79. Partly sunny in 83 at Camp Lejeune. Sunny in 81 in Granbury, Texas. Montana's cooling off. How about this? Cloudy and 49 degrees in Big Timber, Montana. Whoa. Sun at 83 in 29 Palms. Clouds at 71 at Camp Pendleton. Dark cloudy with two weather warnings in Okinawa. high of 83, so seasonally okay. Mars late in the day, cooled off a little bit, 100 degrees under clear skies with the sun setting. Currently in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Newport Beach. Cloudy and 72 degrees right now. Looking for a high today of 80. Tomorrow, 80. Thursday, 80. Okay, all we need is 2 degrees cooler and we're good. That's right. Like it in the 70s. Don't need the 80s. Okay? All right. We'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good. Past keeps coming back.
I love this commercial, just for the record.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good. But I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara.
and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It'll be kind of like being a pilot. You'll come out of college and you want a cyber guarantee. And we'll give you a cyber guarantee.
Great.
And then if you make it through the school, then you'll get qualified and that's what you'll go do. If you don't, then we'll
room in the grunts.
Make you an infantry officer.
Worked okay for you and
worked
me.
Out for
so.
You. Of course, everyone knows that the most intelligent, handsome people on the earth are infantry officers.
As this would convey.
Exhibit A and B.
That's right.
And this might be one of my favorite Alan Jackson songs.
The stripe was white.
Sing about a boat.
Feet and the bow of the stern.
And the engine.
Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta. I rode up with Daddy when he went there.
Singing about the clutch.
Put on a shine, put on motor. Built out of love, made the water. Ran her for years till the transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat. The 75 Johnson electric choke. A young boy, two hands.
75 Johnson with an electric choke.
You
can't make it up. Alan Jackson is pretty cool, though. I mean, there's artists that are, like, cool, and there's artists that are cool. He's cool.
Daddy let me ride. Just an old half ton, short bed Ford. My uncle bought.
Yeah, the song's called Drive, and the song's about learning how to drive from the boat.
Couple of burnt valves.
Now we're singing about burnt valves.
He let me drive her, we'd haul off a load. Down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tendril. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door.
And then he kind of evolves the song into teaching his own daughters how to drive. Yeah. It's called Drive.
Keep it right, he say. A little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry and ready when Daddy let me drive.
It's an awesome song. All right, we'll check Marine Corps headlines right now. Right down the list. Two Marine Raiders awarded Valorous medals for firefight in Northern Africa. What you're seeing is a news trend because so much of the fighting now in the quote-unquote war on terror is being done by special operations forces who tend not to have anybody embedded with them. A spokeswoman for U.S. Africa Command confirmed to the website Task and Purpose that on February 28th, 2017, during a 3-day mission to train, advise, and assist partner forces, Marine Special Operations teams engaged Al-Qaeda enemy fighters. Two Raiders were awarded Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal with a V device during the incident. Partner forces initially engaged and killed one Al-Qaeda fighter with small arms fire before calling in helicopter support. Militants then attempted to flank the Marines and partner forces from the rear, leading the Marines to return fire in self-defense. Africa Command spokeswoman Samantha Riho said in a statement to Task and Purpose. So here's what it looks like to me. Somebody got out. And I don't know, somehow they tipped off a reporter. Hey, this didn't even get in the news. Because that was a year and a half ago. All right? So reporting on Valorous Awards that were awarded a long time ago. Commenced jealousy. The Royal Navy just opened a pub on its prized new carrier. The Brits got to stop their military in decline. There's a general comment for you. The future flagship of the Royal Navy, the 65,000-ton carrier HMS Queen Elizabeth, isn't scheduled to complete its first real deployment until 2021, but that hasn't kept the Brits from ensuring the morale-boosting element is installed and ready for duty. The new pub known as the Queen's Head was christened last week aboard Queen Elizabeth and will be available for officers and senior enlisted during the ship's maiden transit of the Atlantic, a journey that began August 18th, and one that features two embarked U.S. F-35 Bravo Lightning II aircraft from Naval Air Station Pox River. So, interesting. So they have a variety of, there's a little video there. Here's more about the new, and the reason I said this, I kind of scrolled down in this article, because the presence of the F-35, kind of interesting, right? So here's some quick data. This is the biggest warship the British have ever built. Cost about $4 billion. The F-35 Bravo aircraft will be the primary jet featured aboard the ship. 280 meters in length, 57 meters short of the United States Navy's new Gerald R. Ford supercarrier. 57 meters, all right? That's 57 yards. So that gives you some idea of how big our carriers are. 470 cabins will accommodate about 1,600 personnel, which is interesting because on an American aircraft carrier, you're still talking about approximately 6,000 people. The ship will call Portsmouth, England, her home port. So, yeah, they've got a pub. I remember when we were in the vicinity of the Persian Gulf way back, and I don't know what the French call their ships, but it was the Clemenceau. It was their version of an aircraft carrier. And, the CO of the Marine Detachment, flew with somebody aboard our ship, maybe the CO of the ship, and he went to dinner on the Clemenceau. Yeah, they busted out wine. Chief medical officer was female. He came back. Mac, she was wearing a dress, because it is a French carrier, right? And she had seamed black nylons on. I said, no, she didn't. He said, I swear to God. Now, he's an Army officer, so he might have been lying. He said, yeah, dining at the captain's table, drinking wine with him. I'm like, all right, let's not go there. It's France, after all. They're an ally. Sad news, the pilot of a special ops helicopter was killed when the aircraft crashed. Another story, and look, you can tell by the fare that it's relatively slow news time in the DOD, right? Marine sergeant, veteran type, finally gets promoted 73 years later. From Clarksville, Tennessee, Corporal Edgar Harrell floated in the shark-infested Pacific Ocean for 4.5 days. He swam aimlessly in the salt water, mixed heavily with black oil and blood. With a group of 80 other men who jumped off the fiery USS Indianapolis after it had been torpedoed by the Japanese. The air temperature was 110 degrees. They had no water. Dehydration left their lips covered with sores and their tongue swollen. And if you ever heard the story of men being eaten by sharks, I mean, the USS Indianapolis story is chilling when you read it. Harold prayed continuously. Ultimately, he was among only 317 of the 1,196 men aboard the ship that survived, making the incident the single largest loss of life from a single ship in U.S. Navy history. But there was no fanfare when the men returned from the Pacific, as the U.S. government kept quiet about the Indianapolis until August 15th in order to guarantee that the tragedy would be overshadowed by President Truman's announcement that Japan had surrendered. He's now 93 years old, living in Clarksville. Quote, "I can't tell the story without reliving it somewhat," he said in an interview with USA Today. "I'm an old man today, but the good Lord is still watching over me. I hope I have some more time to go and tell their story." The church where Harold's son David is a pastor was filled with family and friends dressed for a special occasion. They had gathered for something that had been long overdue, Harold's official promotion. Quote, "We have a saying that once a Marine, always a Marine. We might be a little late with this one," one of my good buddies who I just had a beer with last week or 2 weeks ago, Major General Paul Kennedy said in a quick but emotional ceremony. The Marines have been inspired by the legacy of Mr. Harold. And there's a pretty cool picture of General Kennedy and now Sergeant Harold. Very cool. Very cool. Harold's actually written a book about his firsthand account of the Indianapolis. He shares his story with anybody who talks about it. Wonder if we can get him on the program. It was in Salt Lake City where he met Marine Captain Scott Montefusco, the organizer of the Utah Military History Group. After a two-day talk, Harold joined the group to ride in the Veterans Day Parade. "That's where we were able to have a personal conversation," Montefusco said on Thursday. "And that's when I learned that this amazing man was never recognized for the rank of sergeant." And in what General Kennedy described as the fastest piece of legislation ever to be signed, Harold's honorary promotion was approved with the signature of the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Navy, Senator Corker, and the Commandant of the Marine Corps, Robert Neller, who couldn't make the event Thursday because he was overseas. "I felt a sense of accomplishment to see it happen," Captain Montefusco said. Yeah, the story of the USS Indianapolis is, you know, literally take your breath away, right? It's just unbelievable, unbelievable. Still World War II, the stuff that went on then, unbelievable. The another story, a sad story, the Marine Corps ID'd the Marine from the 13th MU that went overboard and is considered lost at sea. His name is Corporal Jonathan Currier. He is a he was a crew chief on in a CH-53 Echo squadron assigned to Marine Heavy Helicopter Squadron 361. So keep his family in your thoughts and prayers as you go through your day. But I've never understood. You know, I can understand when jets are around how people go overboard. Even then it's hard, though, because the ring of the carrier has nets around it. So I don't know, for somebody to go overboard, my first question was it on purpose? So that in the news. Other headlines real quick. U.S. to remain in Iraq as long as needed, the command says. So, again, I think those are positive things that have come out of President Trump's administration, that we no longer have to debate these foolish artificial time limits that we put on these things. And again, you know, for instance, the war in Afghanistan. You know, I've talked to people that are adamantly against opposed to strategy. I don't think you have another one. Okay, and the strategy is protect ourselves, protect our advisors that are there, so we don't have this constant parade of military members being killed because the American population isn't interested in that. All right, so you got to protect your own center of gravity. You have to support and enable the Afghan military that we've been partnering with for so long. And then on the third part of that is you got to kill the Taliban in greater number. And by doing that, hopefully, we'll force them to little Taliban to say, you know what, to hell with big Taliban over in Quetta, over in Pakistan. Let's cut a deal. This just simply isn't worth it anymore. We can live with this. So that going on. All right. Stories on early bird this morning. Top five. Number one, President and the Pentagon put off the Washington parade. It's now official. All right. So anyway, retired Admiral, Navy SEAL compared President Trump's actions to McCarthy era witch hunts. We talked about this yesterday, and so now we have Admiral William McRaven. Right, being outspoken relative to the President of the United States and his security clearance controversy. When you enter the realm of politics, you can't hide behind the shield of, hey, I'm a retired military. I'm a retired intel guy. So I think Admiral McRaven is wrong about this. All right? And in, you know, In the post to the Washington Post website, requesting that Trump also revoke his security clearance, quote, so I can add my name to the list of men and women who have spoken up against your presidency. So again, I to me, it's a no-brainer. When you decide, first of all, as Mike and I were talking yesterday, you know, the whole security, you know, clearances are a big deal. And there's not a week that goes by, it seems like, that you don't read a story. You don't read a story about somebody here in the United States or a contractor working for the United States that doesn't give our secrets away to China or Russia or Israel or somebody else that's spying on us. Okay, so those security clearances. Now, you get to keep it for life? What is that? In the military, you lose it. You don't have the need to know anymore. And certainly when you decide to become a political figure, you know, so this world that you want us to believe that you can live in, you're going to go become a political figure, speak in the political realm, and then say, oh, yeah, but I still have this protected status. No, you don't. You're a politician. And so I think McRaven's wrong. You want to be a politician? Be a politician. I don't have any problem with that. Speak out against him. Do what you want. You're an American. You got a right. I'd much have Admiral McRaven doing that than making millions and millions of dollars in the defense industry and nobody saying shit about it. Story number three, Air Force is working on a new dress blue uniform and it's going old school. The Army's doing the same thing with the whole pink and green thing. And so the Air Force is looking back at its own heritage. That's right. Trying to come up with a new service jacket. Go back to the belt, boys and girls. It was a good look. It was a good look. All right. The Army is considering making a similar move by adopting its World War II era pink and green service uniform. That's when Army uniforms look awesome. The retro move is highly popular with soldiers. More than 70% who responded to an Army Times survey gave pink and greens the thumbs up and said they'd like to see it come back as an optional item. Why optional? Make it mandatory. Have one uniform, man. See, they're trying to grow Marine Corps. Our uniforms have not changed. Love that. Everybody else, yeah, let's do something. Yeah, the Army, the bus driver uniform? Come on, that thing sucks. The Air Force's version of the bus driver uniform? That thing sucks. You go back and you look at the Army during World War II, the pink and green thing, those are good-looking uniform, right? Yeah. Yeah, you used to see them on 12 o'clock high and, what, those, like, kind of gabardine pants and that dark kind of chocolate belted coat. That thing was tight. That's a good-looking uniform, man. You can roll around that in that and look awesome. Yeah, it's again, it's another version of our alphas. I'll tell you what, here's the last story I'll talk about, then we'll take a break. And then you'll hear Peyton Davis. Yeah. Story that's kind of a lot of people have talked about this. Okay, and so this headline's out of the Wall Street Journal. Trump seeking to relax rules on U.S. cyber attacks reverses Obama directive. Subheadline, administration has faced pressure to show that it's taking seriously national security cyber threats. Okay, so the question that's been posed is what is U.S. doing to counter what seems to be this constant cyber attacks that the United States is getting from other nations? So, I'll just read a couple paragraphs. President Donald Trump has reversed an Obama-era memorandum dictating how and when the U.S. government can deploy cyber weapons against its adversaries in an effort to loosen restrictions on such operations, according to people familiar with the action. Donald Trump signed an order on Wednesday reversing the classified rules known as Presidential Policy Directive 20 that had mapped out an elaborate interagency process that must be followed before U.S. use of cyber attacks, particularly those geared at foreign adversaries. So, there you have it. So we'll see, you know, again, the whole world of cyber, what constitutes, so I can attack somehow in cyberland, I can carry out offensive operations against you, against your nation, and that's not an act of war? So, and there's one other article I need to find. Give me one second. In the news today, I saw the headline last night, and I kind of made a mental note today. This is out of the New York Times. New Russian hacking targeted Republican groups, according to Microsoft. Let me read you this email first. I like your idea about building out our history as opposed to whitewashing it. I've always thought tearing it down is not something that Americans ought to do, but I really like your idea. And I think people forget why those monuments were allowed in the first place. Shortly after the war, there were no Confederate monuments allowed. They were defeated. They were being brought back into the United States. They were only allowed after great debate in the country, with an eye towards binding the nation together after the most bloody war in American history. I think that footnote ought to be included, as well as the rest of the story, as you say, Mac. I like how you put that. And I think one of the things you did when you spoke a little bit ago was you made it personal. In your whole on the corner of Elm and Sycamore thing, that makes it personal. If you live in that community, when you drive by that corner, that won't get out of your head, and you're mindful of it. I think that's good. That is teaching what's real in terms of history, and it's being honest. I like that. You know what? I do too. I think whitewashing your history, I think it's bullshit. You know, and you've seen people take those statues down. Did Do you see people take those statues down? You see them put them in museums? What are they doing? What are they doing with all that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't rightly know. You look for the adults to get involved. You look for the adults to get involved in this kind of stuff. It's like, where are they? Okay, now, when you see, this is my idea of a news website. And that's why I'm kind of curious about SoftRep going to NewsRep. And see, what I would like to do is I would like to put together a news website. I wish I had the patience and the time to do it. But it would be like the Drudge Report, but it would only be from credible news reporters and credible columnists. Okay? So whenever you see, with the New York Times, when you see David Sanger's name on an article, pretty legit stuff. Okay? So this is by David Sanger and Shira Frankel, S-H-E-E-R-A, Frankel. New Russian hacking targeted Republican groups, according to Microsoft. The Russian military intelligence unit that sought to influence the 2016 election appears to have a new target, a conservative American think tank that have broken with President Trump and are seeking continued sanctions against Moscow, exposing oligarchs or pressing for human rights. In a report scheduled to be released today, Microsoft Corporation said that it detected and seized websites that were created in recent weeks by hackers linked to the Russian unit formerly known as the GRU. The sites appeared meant to trick people into thinking they were clicking through links managed by the Hudson Institute and the International Republican Institute, but were secretly redirected to web pages created by the hackers to steal passwords and other credentials. Microsoft also found websites imitating the United States Senate, but not specific Senate offices or political campaigns. The shift to attacking conservative think tanks underscores the Russian intelligence agency's goals to disrupt any institutions challenging Moscow and President Vladimir Putin. Quote, "We're now seeing another uptick in attacks. What is particular in this instance is the broadening of the type of websites they are going after," according to Microsoft President Brad Smith in a Monday interview with the New York Times. So, interesting stuff. I think it's good though that when this stuff happens, get it in the news, and so continue to build this narrative that in the media that this is what the Russian state does. Okay, and I will tell you what, Vladimir Putin was just in Germany. They had discussions, but there was no agreement. How much of a step forward is that? Germany didn't roll over for Russia, thank God. Why do you think that is? Because Angela A. Merkel, as she's known here, she doesn't have broad support in Germany anymore. Her support is narrowed. I'm sure she sat there and said, hey, you know, I'm with you, man. I'd like to do this, but I can't. Because, look, you've done this, you've done this, you've done this. We are not so much about that. And the people that I put my coalition with, they are certainly not about it. Can't have it. Sorry, bud. Sorry, comrade. Notice how I throw the comrade communist shit in there just to make it feel like I like him. Yeah, so, yeah, Vlad Putin being isolated, as well he should be. The bullshit games that he plays. Yeah, I mean, think about this. 2018, we got a dictator still in Russia. We got another dictator rewriting history in China. We got another dictator in North Korea threatening the world. And then we have another essentially totalitarian regime in Iran causing all kinds of bullshit. Dictators, man. What a bad idea. All right. It's now time for you to hear from Peyton Davis. So, Don't touch that dial. Peyton is a really, really wonderful person. I taped this interview late last week, and she's trying to go on a USO tour. She's a country western singer. She's also the niece of F-18 Man. So sit back, relax, and enjoy it. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Peyton Davis, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Matt.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.